Welcome to the Sparks of Hope Shooting for Success Summit. You will discover innovative talks for personal and business expansion with leading experts. Today, be ready to be infused with hope, strength, and confidence, and find powerful direction to lead you on a path of success. Join our 21 world-class speakers and experience inspiration, hope for your future, and an elevation of your desires. Inspired Choices Network, our summit hosts, are excited to have you here.
Hi, this is Margie Dunkey Jacobs. How are you? You know, what I've discovered along the way is that most people don't live at their full potential. Most people, we fall into a rut and we can't figure out how to get out. So we stay there. We stay in that rut, but we're not really we're not really genuinely happy. We're superficially happy. And so without hope, without that little spark of hope or that hope for what our life could be, we just kind of maybe settle in. And that's not okay. I was there. If this has happened to you, then you know that this is where you can end up in life. You can just end up in that place where I did the college thing and I was in the job and everything was supposed to be great. And yes, I interviewed for the job and 83 other people didn't get the job. So why was I not happy? Because I fell into a rut and I felt myself driving to something every day, doing the same thing back and forth and back and forth. So what this does is it stops part of your life. It kind of takes your soul and takes it to a different place that you don't want it to be. It's not alive and awake and excited anymore, but you're paying the bills. And so that's where you go. And then what happens is you start to get a little discouraged. And then everything around you just kind of spreads into that, well, this isn't going right. And so before you know it, you're not even the person that you were. You're kind of, maybe this was just me. Maybe you're a little more grumpy with people, or it's because you haven't figured out how to be happy inside. That part of your life, that part that is that five-year-old child that dreams and imagines and does all those kinds of things. That's what breeds that spark of hope in your life and keeps you excited. Remember when you were five and you just imagined what life could be like. So when we have a time in our lives where all these things happen and, you know, life is either given to us and sometimes it's not pretty and sometimes it's really ugly. But whatever hand you're dealt with is the hand that you get. But it is not the hand that you have to play. You get to go through life along the way, because I will say that at some point we have a lower emotional intelligence. And as we learn and as we gain knowledge and we become more nurturing and we take action and we put structures in place and learn from people who are smarter than us, then we get to build that person to a higher emotional intelligence. And I can tell you what, you know, that was me. There was a point where I was driving back and forth to work and I just lost that ability to be nice. I lost that ability to have hope. I thought this is it. But I wrote down on a piece of paper, this is not how my story ends. And I started to focus on that and what it is that I was going to do. And then one day, somebody comes into town and they sweep into town in a hotel room and tell all of these people come for free and we'll have hors d'oeuvres. And I thought, okay, I'll just go for the free hors d'oeuvres. And what happened was it was a real estate investing sweep of people to get people to come in. And they kept saying our jobs were just over broke and this is how life will be for us and it could be just mediocre. And I thought, wait, I didn't sign up for that, even though I went to college and I had a good life and things had gone well for me. But nothing had really taken me off the tracks. Are you someone you've had life taken off the tracks for you? You know, we all probably have the taken off the track moment where it changes who we are. It's like, wow, this wasn't as easy as I thought. And so it takes away that hope. But this is to get the hope back, that pilot light of hope that is always inside of you, you get to turn it up full blast when you know that there's other things. So I get a full-time job, 401k salary with full medical benefits and two children going to a university, getting their tuitions paid in full because of my job that I beat out with 80 some odd other people. And I should be grateful. Yes, I was grateful. I should be happy. Not so much, superficially. Because is this what I really wanted just to get through life? I was living in Vermont. I love Vermont. Vermont is beautiful. I was freezing all the time. I didn't want to live in Vermont. I now live in South Carolina. Thank you very much. I'm very happy. But here's the thing. I just decided that my misery was going to be what everybody else's was. So I decided at 2 o'clock in the morning, never make decisions at 2 o'clock in the morning, especially if you have a life partner or husband who wants you to be happy and sees that you're not, and said, I think I need to leave the university and go do this real estate flipping thing and start my own business. And you know what he said? I support you. Oh, dang. Then my focus went there. And I remember the day I gave my resignation and my supervisor said, are you sure that you want to do this? I'm like, sure. We're not sure about anything, but I know that I'm somebody that wants to take a risk and see what can happen. I figured we had enough money in the bank that we can do this and that if it doesn't work out. But, you know, I didn't really think it through that those children were going to we're going to have to come up with the tuition money and all of that. So I left and I was in and I went to the seminars and it all went really well because I had hope. And then I got 9 properties under contract and we got the house that we were going to flip and we were going to make $150,000 on, which would pay for their tuitions and see, then I would learn this lifelong lesson. Didn't work out that way. In fact, the day that we were supposed to sell the house, we had to delay because the septic guy came and said, there is no septic here. That's going to cost you $20,000. My whole yard, he was digging to look for it, looked like whack-a-mole. And I said, you have to dig again. And he said, as he puts his shovels back, I'm not digging anymore. I've been in here all day. There's no other place for me to dig, ma'am. And I said, you know what? Give me 5 minutes. I walked around to the side of the building and said, God, I know I'm not religious, but let me ask you this. If you're there, please show me where there's a septic system here, please. I have spent all my children's money that we're sending them to college for. I have put all of our life savings into this house, into this project. Please do not let me fail. Please, if there is a purpose for my life, let it be known here. And I walked back around the house and he's putting everything in his truck ready to go. And I said, I'm not writing you a check today until back in the day when we wrote checks, not writing you a check today until we dig right here. And he said, that's about the only place I didn't. And I said, well, grab your shovel. And I started digging and he started digging. And he said, he clanked and he said, I think that's a rock. And I said, no, that's a septic. You know what his perspective in life was? I'm never going to get a parking space when I pull in here. Nothing's ever going to work out. I probably won't like anything on the menu. That's how he went through life. I went through life like, hey, you know what? When I pull in this parking spot, someone's going to probably pull out. Magically, they do. I'm going to love something on this menu that I've never had. And magically, it happens. I'm going to find a septic system today and it's going to be in the ground. Clink. He says rock. I say septic. We're digging. He's going rock. I'm going septic. Boom, boom, boom. Never thought I'd be telling you about septic. Let me tell you something. We hit a septic tank and it was a hallelujah. And it was a see. All you have to do is have a positive mindset. Positivity breeds resilience. Positivity lets you understand that you are backed up against the wall and you don't have a choice. I didn't have a choice. I needed to sell that house. As ironically, as we're coming upon this summit yesterday, I got a notice that said that my septic system needed to be cleaned out. And I'm like, I don't own that house anymore. Thank you very much. Haven't for 8 years. I sold that house. And we accepted the $40,000 loss and we tried to figure it out. And I knew I couldn't send my children back to finish their education to get their bachelor's degree because I had spent it all. Now, it's one thing to take risk and do that for yourself, but it's another thing when you're responsible as a parent, as a mom, as you've raised these kids, and don't you just want to give them the best start so they can go out and do what they want to do? But ironically, I was having a conversation with somebody when I could not afford $67 of groceries at the grocery store and three credit cards got denied. And I said, but what if? What if? And I was always in that what if mindset, always thinking of the next thing. And here's what I learned. You have to be positive. You have to hold on to those sparks of hope because they literally will turn the fire up in your belly. And that conversation turned into, hey, Margie, we are moving some faculty into a new building and we need somebody to come in and clean the offices. It pays $200. I heard $2 million because $200 was like $2 million to me. It was, I was like, I'll do it. I came in, I cleaned. They thought it would take me much longer than it did. I was finished. I came over. They came over. They go, this is great. By the way, this is going to open a job for 10 months. It may not be anything you want. I go, are you kidding me? Please, how do I apply? And they said, well, the schedule is full. We have 2 full days of interviews. I said, put me first. You know how we never really put ourselves first because we think that's selfish? No, we need to put ourselves first so that we can show up as the person to everybody else. And I went home that night and I said to my husband, I'm going to get that job. And he's like, sure you will. I'm like, no, I'm going to get the job. My hope was there. My belief, my positivity was there. The power that comes with the positivity that you go through life with is not a Pollyanna thing. It's not a plastic thing. It's real. It becomes part of your DNA as if you're drinking it into you and it just comes out of your pores. So I did. I was the first one to interview and I said, here's what you're going to get with me. And I didn't know about all the other people and God bless them. And I hope they got another job. But I said, I'm going to give you 100% of this every single day. My children are here at this university and they have one way to finish and they cannot finish. And I know that I will give this not only this year of when they would graduate, but for many years of gratitude after. I got that job 2 weeks before their final tuition was due. And we never told them you cannot finish in your final year. They're not twins, but they went a year off because one daughter went to Germany and studied. And here's the reason I'm telling you this. Why this matters to you is because if you lose hope, if you get discouraged, you have to figure out a way to encourage your discouragement. You have to figure out a way to let the positivity be part of who you were. I was eating myself to death back then. I'm now very, very healthy, probably the healthiest I've been, as I'm back on this journey of well-being, of positivity, of figuring it out what it is I want inside and figuring out that purpose that you have. And here's what I know for sure. If you let the discouragement overwhelm you, overtake you, that's where you will stay. So get yourself back to that point where you are oscillating at a higher frequency in life so that you can do the things that you are here to do. They hired me 2 weeks before. They asked me when I could start. I told them I could start on that Friday. They're like, we're not ready. They started me on that Monday. I remember if any of you have kids in college, you have to pay by the 15th of August, that first tuition. I went in and I signed a piece of paper because remember I had benefits. They had this 3-2 rule. If you had been there for 3, you come back within 2, you get all your benefits back. Baby, I was in a sign of a pen and those children got their college degree paid for, and they proudly, proudly graduated on my 55th birthday at the same time. So if I didn't have hope, if I didn't have a vision, if I didn't keep saying this is going to happen, then it would have just been a different story. And who knows? Because I was looking for that truck on the other side of that double yellow line just to take me out. Would that have solved my problems? No. And it would have left my family miserable. And it's never, never an option. You can overcome every single challenge, every single obstacle. You stop coming in the back door of your life and hiding in your kitchen and start coming in the front door of your life. And then when all of that was done and my children graduated, I gave them 3 more years of my best, even though there were times I was like, I'm in a rut again. But here's what I did. I cranked it up. And the last year I was there, I got College Staff Person of the Year and nominated for University Staff Person of the Year. I was like, okay, I just did it with full positivity, full energy. And that's what you bring to your life. And that's what this power of positivity that I'm going to do in 12 weeks is going to teach you. And it lets you create the life that you want to wake up to. And from, I don't like to say fast forward because people are like, what part did I miss? You missed the part that's good. We sold that house in Vermont. We had no buyers. Someone knocked on our door. True story. Baby in hand, toddler at their feet, a knock on the door. Hey, we know your house is not for sale, but we were wondering if you might be able to consider selling it. I'm like, yeah, let's go. Let's go to South Carolina. Let's go to North Carolina. I'm ready. How does that happen? So that happened for real. And then we moved so fast. We moved into an apartment. And we lost our cat during that time who had been with us for 18 years. She got away into 8 acres. I looked for her for 4.5 months. I kept a little rock that said miracle and her flyer. And I hoped every single day. And I chased many, many cats at 2 a.m. and 7 a.m. and 4 a.m. The week before we left, I just said, I just want her back. And doggone if we didn't find her 2 days before we left. And we have her now, and she's 24 years old, which is old for a cat. So you got to keep hope, man. It's a thing. And that power of positivity, my husband has learned, he just doesn't even question it because it's there. It's part of who I am. He was going off to a golf tournament. He was volunteering and he's like, they're probably going to put me on hole two. And I said, well, if you give it a little bit of power of positivity, they might put you on 18, which is the best place to be when you're volunteering. Guess what? He got there. He said, they put me on 18. I'm like, thank you. You're welcome. So look, you get to go through life once. I was dead for years. I was in mediocre land. That's it. That book that I wrote, Overly Satisfied, is underachieved. I wasn't achieving the things that I was here to do. How to stop settling for good enough and start getting what you really want in this world. It's about getting for other people. It's about doing those things that you want. And I love nothing more than to help other people get amazing results. That's what I do now as a coach, as a retreat leader for women, as somebody who can figure it out with you along the way. But it's not about saying, here's a program, go through my program. No, it's literally about helping other people win. That's what lights me up. I went from a level 2 life to a level 10 life, and you get to decide what that means. You get to decide what success means for you. But if you get to that point where your mindset is not with you, your resilience is not going to come. You have to be in a place of positivity. You have to let that flow. That's going to be your focus, and that's where you will flow. So I've shared a lot with you today, but what I really want to share with you, truthfully, is that there's a little story about, you know, I don't know whether you believe in heaven or don't, but if you do, let's just say for this, you do. And you go up to heaven and you get in and there's these big gates and they come in and they say, please come in. And you do. but over on the left, there's a door that says, "Do not enter." And the curiosity gets the best of you after a couple days, and you go in, and there's these gorgeous gold sparkly boxes. And then you say, "Oh my goodness, what are all these boxes?" And you look and you see all the names, Justin and Milagros and Tina and Yvette and Antoinette. And then you see your name. And you say, "What are these boxes?" And they say, "Well, bring one down." And I saw, if I was there, I saw your name on it. So you bring the box down and you open it, and it's filled with names of all the people that you didn't get to help while you were here on this planet. So I decided that I would come up with a second ending to that story, the Jack and the Beanstalk story, the carry the box down the Jack and the Beanstalk and put it on the ground and open the box and just spread that out and let all these human beings be the people that I actually help on this planet. The world needs you, and it needs that power of positivity. So I'm going to leave you with this one question. What is possible for your life when you pour positivity and feel the power of that into every single thing that you do? It opens doors. It doesn't just open back doors, it opens front doors. Don't you want to come into the front door of your life and say, "I'm home"? Don't you want to come in and tell other people, "I've arrived"? Don't you want to be alive every single day? You've got to encourage your discouragement. You've got to move to a different level. You've got to level up. And that's what it's all about when we talk about taking your life to another level, to the next level. So, what is now possible for your life when you get into this space where you're at this frequency and you open your eyes every single day and you love your life and you're nourishing your body the right way and your relationships are amazing because you're pouring into people and they're pouring into you and your finances are amazing because as you pour in, the money starts to circulate and flow when you hold on to it, that scarcity, when you let it flow and let it go. That is beautiful, and that's what life is flow. So answer that question: what is possible for your life now when you oscillate at this highest frequency that you have? I wish that you will take all the power of positivity and infuse it into every part of your life. Thank you for joining us here today. I am so excited about what's coming for you, and
Thank
I
you for
love you.
joining this motivating talk on the Sparks of Hope Shooting for Success Summit. Inspired Choices Network and our expert speakers are excited to connect with you and learn about your hopes and desires to lead you to greater success. If you would like to learn more about everything Inspired Choices Network offers, including future summits, please email us at info@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.